Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's one of the big sales of the year for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Video Royale 28, Monday, July 27th through Friday, July 31st. From the Winnemucca Event Center, Winnemucca, Nevada, it'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Each day, Superior Sunrise will begin at 9:30 a.m., and the auction itself starts at 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. 195,000 head will be offered this year, 29,000 yearling steers, 16,000 yearling heifers, 81,000 weaned calves, and 64,000 calves on cows. Each day of the week, a different region of the country will be featured. Go to their website for details of this year's Video Royale, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
On today's cattle futures market, gained back yesterday's losses. The live cattle were anywhere from about $40 to $1.67 higher, and the October live cattle were the strongest contract at $105.50, up $1.67. So welcome to see that come all the way back. Feeder cattle did the same thing, up $2, around $2 for the August and September, $1.60 higher in October, $1.30 higher in November. But we're still about $2 off of yesterday's contract highs, which also happens to be a double top. Yesterday's morning's August feeder high of 143.85 was slightly higher than a few days prior on the 16th, of 143.82. So within one tick, two highs there in a row before giving some back. It was welcome to see that the market did bounce back before breaking any of the critical trend support lines. So maybe we'll move on up. The feeder cattle index is just around 140, which is where we were prior to this whole COVID crisis. Back in February, we were at these levels, and we got down to about 115, so we've come all the way back to about 140, so that's a good sign. Box beef, on the other hand, kind of struggling here. We're at the same place as we were before all this, but it went all the way up to over $470. Now we're at 202 on choice at midday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
The grain markets were weaker today following a crop progress report that showed corn and soybean crop progress and conditions extremely good. They actually both went up about 3% to 72% good to excellent for corn and for soybeans, right there near the highest they've been in the last 5 years for this time of year. So it looks like the trend line yield may be busted or broken again, and we may be above that. And that's what's pressuring the corn and bean futures. Corn down 4, soybeans down about 10 cents. And then the wheats were down 2 to 3 in Kansas City and about 4 cents in Chicago wheat. And then cotton today was down 5 at 61.11. And then the rice futures, I know we don't really grow a lot of rice here in Oklahoma, but over in Arkansas and Louisiana, the rice futures have been getting hit pretty good here. Now it looks like a little bit increase of acres, increase in ending stocks is really weighing on that, and also the crop conditions report weighing on that rice futures contract. The equity markets are just a touch lower today. We're down about 55 on the Dow currently. The S&P is about unchanged. The bond, 30-year bonds are up 26 at 181.15. Interest rates, the 30-year mortgage rates are hovering near all-time low, so that could be beneficial to the equity markets and other capital asset markets.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.